Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I am bringing you my second interview of this week. I spoke with Angela Breidenbach on Tuesday about her historical fiction and Christian fiction series, Montana Beginnings, and today I am speaking with Wayne Avrishow about his debut novel, Roll the Dice. Wayne is a practicing lawyer and has been involved in several political campaigns, and he has written a book about a political campaign. Roll the Dice is a book that the back says, what happens when one of America's biggest rock stars leaves the Las Vegas stage to run for the United States Senate? The ultimate celebrity candidate, Tyler Sloan, is no stranger to politics. His estranged father was a California governor who narrowly lost a presidential campaign. He runs as a political independent, refuses campaign contributions, and dismisses special interests and lobbyists. Sloan is caught in a political campaign fraught with sexual scandal, corruption, and conflicting loyalties. Will he be able to navigate through political turbulence and his own past to win the race? So that is the description of Wayne Avrishow's debut novel, Roll the Dice. And this book is actually, it's a lot of fun to read. I wasn't sure when I read the description how much I was going to enjoy it. I'm not the biggest political fan. I don't always enjoy reading things in the political setting, so I was a little leery. But this is actually, it's very entertaining. It's very easy to read. You don't feel like you are sort of immired in a bunch of political jargon. Obviously, there are those words in there. There are those phrases in there that are very common in the political realm. But Tyler Sloan, as a character, really wants to run as a true independent. He wants to be his own candidate. He doesn't want to toe either party line. He really wants to just do this in his own way. And that sometimes works for him and sometimes doesn't work for him. And so you really get a good idea of what it's like to try to be in this situation as a true independent. He also has this experience as a rock star, so he does have experience in the public realm in a slightly different role, of course, but he uses that to his advantage. The book is also a lot about relationships. Obviously, Tyler Sloan has a life before he jumps into the political race. He's about 50 when he decides to run for Senate in Nevada when there is a seat suddenly open due to a death. But his father, Sloan's father, is, as the book said, the back of the book said, a political candidate, a former politician who is very well known in the political world. So Tyler grew up in that world. He's seen it from the inside. He does have that experience, even though he hasn't himself been a politician. It's about relationships, as I said, with his father. He has a very difficult relationship with his father, but also with his ex-wife, with his daughter, with someone that he finds himself attracted to on the campaign trail. You get all of the evolution of these relationships throughout the story. So it's not just about the political campaign. It's not just a political story about this candidate, Tyler Sloan. It's really a character character sketch about Tyler Sloan, about who he is, what he's done in his life that has led him to this point, what his relationships have been, how his relationships continue to grow and affect his life, and what he now wants to do with the fame he's gotten, with the money he's gotten, with the influence he's gotten. So that is my description of Roll the Dice, and now I would like to turn to the interview with Wayne Avrishow about his debut novel, Roll the Dice, and what he has to say about writing it and what's next and all of those great things. So here is my interview. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, good to be here, Sarah.
We are going to talk a little bit about your book, Roll the Dice. But before we do that, I would love for my listeners just to get to know you a little bit. So whatever you're comfortable sharing would be great.
Well, I'm in Los Angeles. I've lived here all my life. I'm an attorney. I used to work pretty extensively in Los Angeles city and county politics. I worked, ran a couple of successful city council campaigns and was a chief of staff for council members and served on government commissions. And I practice law full time now.
Okay, thank you for that. Your book is called Roll the Dice. Can you talk a little bit about that book and its plot?
Sure. Roll the Dice is based on, there's the old saying, write what you know. And I believe I know campaigns. So it's a fictional work. It's about a rock star who leaves the stage. He sings in Las Vegas. He has a residency in Las Vegas. He's a major rock star. He turns 50 years old, and he wants to do something else with his life. So he leaves the stage and runs for United States Senate in Nevada. And the book goes into, it's not only about, the setting is a political campaign, a short campaign. I like the pressures of a campaign and the drama of a campaign. But it explores the protagonist, Tyler Sloan, the member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His relationship with his father is somewhat strained. His father was a famous politician. It has some sexual tension between Sloan and his media advisor. And Sloan's past as a major rock star comes back to haunt him somewhat.
So what was your inspiration for this story? Was it your time with political campaigns, or was there a specific thing that inspired you to write this specific story?
Well, I always loved fiction, and I read a lot of novels, and I read a couple on politics, but I thought, with all due modesty, that I could write one. So I set out to write a campaign, a novel set with a campaign, but again, exploring other themes and conflicts and ideas and sort of the hopes and dreams of a candidate.
So talk a little bit more about your main character. What does Tyler Sloan do in this book that will resonate with readers, do you think?
I tried to write a candidate that people would root for. Not a traditional politician. He has no political experience. His father was a famous governor, but Sloan is an untraditional candidate. He does not rely on campaign contributions. He does not deal with lobbyists. He has a media advisor that films him as he campaigns, and they post it on social media. So he's a cutting edge type of candidate. And a different type of candidate. He's not really like anybody else out there. And I wanted somebody that people, again, whether you're left or right, could root for and see, boy, I wish we had somebody like Tyler Sloan running.
So there you have Wayne's description of his book, Roll the Dice. We do have to take a quick break for the podcast, but when we come back, I'll be speaking more with Wayne about his book, and I am actually following up on what he was just talking about in terms of Tyler Sloan. So I am going to come in kind of mid-sentence, but just keep in mind what Wayne was talking about, and then I'm going to jump back in after the break. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. We'll be right back.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. Guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Thank you. Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking today with author Wayne Avershow about his book, Roll the Dice. And as I said before the break, if you remember that he was talking about his main character, Tyler Sloan, and what inspires him to run for office and his character, etc. And I said I was going to kind of jump in the middle of what seemed like mid-thought when I came back. So just remember that Wayne was speaking about Tyler and how he wanted to be a different kind of candidate, etc. And then hopefully where I jump in will make more sense. And he really does try to maintain his own personality and his own way of seeing things, despite the people that are working with him on the campaign. They really try to steer him in more traditional political ways of doing things, and he's very adamant that he's going to do it the way he wants to do it.
Well, you're exactly right, Sarah. His campaign manager was a campaign manager for his father. And that campaign manager hires some staff, but Sloan wants his own people around him, and tries to balance being a smart candidate with doing it his own way. And I think that makes the book more interesting. He's somewhat rebellious, but he's smart. He doesn't do stupid things, and he deals with all the pressures of a campaign. Anybody who's aware of a political campaign, it's a short-term situation. A campaign can last 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and all the conflict, all the tensions coming at Tyler Sloan or any candidate.
Right. You mentioned a couple of times his father, and his relationship with his father really evolves throughout the book. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I drew the character, his father, Mike Sloan, famous politician. It's a strained relationship. Tyler Sloan was a rock star as a teenager, and his father was a more traditional politician. So you have father and son coming from two different worlds, two different universes. One, the longer hair young guy, and the other, a traditional politician. So there's always been that friction between them. And it's a strained relationship, and Tyler wants a better relationship with his father. And I believe his father does as well, but it's hard for his father to articulate that, to demonstrate that. But as the novel moves forward, Mike and Tyler Sloan grow closer, but it's always a little bit of friction.
Are there any autobiographical elements in this story, whether in the characters or the plot itself?
Well, I'm sure there are. There's pieces of me in the novel. I ran a couple of campaigns. Both candidates were successful, and I have no musical talent, but I love rock music. So I can't sing or play an instrument, but I look to music for an inspiration, and I think Sloan does as well. A lot of his references are musical references, and a lot of mine are. You know, I think of lyrics from everybody from the Beatles to more contemporary, like Bruno Mars, more contemporary figures, but the classic figures. And that also drives Sloan. His world was the rock world. So some of Wayne was in there as an observer, as a fan, and Sloan lived it day to day. And in terms of the campaign, I'll tell you, in a campaign, you meet characters, people that want something from the candidate or the campaign, people that just hang around a campaign. So I try to have both minor and more substantial characters in the campaign with interesting personalities.
Did you do much research for this book, or was it mostly based on your own experience in running a campaign?
I did not do a lot of research in campaigns. I felt pretty confident of my background and abilities. The book is set in Nevada, and as a lawyer representing clients, I've had clients develop. I'm a real estate lawyer in Nevada, and I visited Las Vegas since I was a little boy with my children, and now as a grown adult, actually with my children. So with my parents and my children. So I've visited Las Vegas a lot, and I find Nevada a fascinating state, and Las Vegas in particular, one of the most, if not the most unique city in the country. It has everything. It's got a barren desert. It's got social problems when you go off the Las Vegas Strip. But on the Strip, there's billion-dollar properties. So it's a great combination. It's just a great city. And I tried to make the city a character in the book.
You are a practicing lawyer, and so writing is not your day job. Have you always wanted to write, or is it something that you came to later in life?
Well, Sarah, writing is part of my day job because I write legal agreements and, contracts, easements, purchase agreements. But writing a novel is a lot more fun. It just taps into the creative juices, the creative spirit. So if you ask me which would I rather write, a contract or a sequel to the novel, I'll take the sequel.
Sure. Will there be a sequel, or are you working on anything else?
Yes, I have a wonderful agent, Linda Langton. And Linda and I, she's out of New York, but we've met, and she's coming back to Los Angeles. And I've begun work on the sequel, yes.
Okay. Do you have a timeline for that, or is it still really in the early phases?
It's in the early stages. Linda, I'll be meeting with my agent again in a couple of weeks, and she's pitching Roll the Dice for a video, right? So we're focusing on that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. Congratulations. Do you like to read also?
I do. I enjoy probably the more popular novelists, John Grisham, Michael Connelly. I think, they have it down in terms of writing a compelling novel. It was interesting. I saw Gone Girl first in the movies, and I liked it so much I bought the book, and that was a great story. There's really a captivating story. So to me, if you read an interesting novel, it just stays with you, and the characters stay with you.
Yeah. Do you have advice for aspiring authors? And kind of related to this question is there something that you wish someone else had told you before you started writing?
Okay, that's a good question. First advice I would have would be to just do it. I mean, it sounds simple, but to keep going, because you just have to keep going. John Grisham, I read his advice was write at least one page a day. Get one page a day. And my advice would be just keep going, whether it's one page a day or two, or you write 5 days a week, or you do it in the morning or evening, does not matter, but to keep going. And to really any writer or actor or painter or photographer, if you have a creative dream, if you have a dream to do something creative, you have to pursue it. Because if you don't pursue it, you're always going to be frustrated. But you should give it a shot. If you're going to get, there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be times where you get rejected. Everybody does. There's great stories about people in the entertainment world, the music world, being rejected. Grisham was rejected. The Beatles were rejected. But you just keep going. That's the best bottom line advice.
Thank you. You mentioned just keep going, obviously. How do you balance your writing with your other work? Do you have a schedule? Do you try to keep to a schedule? How does that look for you?
I'm most creative in the morning, so I try to write in the mornings. Or in the last, in terms of rewriting the Roll the Dice, I thought I was done with Roll the Dice. In 2013, it won an award for a best unpublished manuscript from Kirkus. So I thought I was done, and I showed it to an editor, and he made a couple of ideas, so I rewrote it. So you're always rewriting. But I try to be pretty disciplined in terms of writing daily. I may not hit 7 days a week, but I get 5 or 6 days a week where I do something writing, whether that was editing Roll the Dice, or drafting my new book.
One more interruption so we can take our second break of the podcast. And when we come back, we will be concluding this interview with Wayne Avershow about his book, Roll the Dice, and getting a little more information about where you can find the book, where you can find Wayne on the internet, etc. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and we will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back, and I will be concluding this interview with author Wayne Avershow talking about his debut novel, Roll the Dice. So where can people find your book?
Roll the Dice is on it's on Amazon now. It's on Goodreads. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. It's in some Barnes & Noble stores. I don't know if it's in each one. It's in some indie bookstores. Goodreads is great, Amazon.com, and if they purchase the book, obviously I appreciate it. And if you look on Amazon now, it's got a lot of good reviews, so I'm very pleased with the reviews. The reaction's been great.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations on that. How about, do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's my name, Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, last name, A, V like Victor, R-A-S. H-O-W, WayneAvershow.com. And if somebody forgets, they can look at Amazon, Roll the Dice, and there's the spelling of my name. Now, on my website, I have blogs I've written on social issues and political issues, expressing my views. So we try to keep it creative and interesting.
How about social media? Can people find you on social media?
Yes. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And in today's world, an author, you almost have to be on social media. So you ask about advice to aspiring writers. You have to get active on social media.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So as we are wrapping up, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like for people to know about your writing or your book or anything else?
In terms of the book, Roll the Dice, it is a novel set in a political campaign. I think people from the liberal or conservative spectrum, anybody would enjoy it. And also, I think someone who's not that much into politics would enjoy it, because I think the character, Tyler Sloan, is an interesting guy. And the media advisor, Bree Baker, is an interesting woman. So I tried to write characters that would be interesting, whether in a campaign, a law office, a hospital, a police station, wherever it may be.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your Saturday afternoon to speak with me. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. So once again, I want to thank my guest today, Wayne Avershow, for joining me to talk about his debut novel, Roll the Dice. Looking forward to the sequel to see where that may go next. And thank you, as always, for joining me. I really appreciate my listeners who come and listen to all these wonderful author interviews that I have. Wonderful because of the authors. I'm not saying wonderful because of me. So thank you so much for joining me every week. Next week is Christmas. I want to wish you all a wonderfully Merry Christmas for those of you who celebrate. And So there will be no interviews next week, but the following week I will be interviewing author Margarita Montemore about her psychological thriller called Asleep from Day. And so I'm really excited about that and hope that you will join me. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, any device that, or any app that you use for your mobile devices. And you can follow the podcast on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, as well as reading our blog, which there's a blog post that goes along with every interview. So find us there at www.gsmcbookreview.blogspot.com. Thank you again to my guest, Wayne Avershow. Thank you, listeners, for joining me. Once again, I hope you have a wonderful, blessed, beautiful, enjoyable, Merry Christmas. And I will talk to you again when I come back in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, I hope you can spend your Christmas vacation getting lost in a good book.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.